People of the world, it's The Brothers Talk with your hosts Rod, Scott, and Norm, and we're glad you join us each Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcast to hear our take as three Black, unfiltered African-American men with no strings attached, giving voice to the most feared, most misunderstood, and most rarely heard from segment of the population on topics of interest to us for education, enlightenment, and entertainment. We're excited to continue spreading the message that promotes critical thinking and thoughtful conversations, advocating for social activism, and uplifting people everywhere. We're also inviting you to join us as we continue the work of encouraging and educating everyone with the edifying task of identifying, endorsing, and inspiring new and existing Black businesses and individuals for the empowerment and prosperity of our community. Send your comments, questions, and suggestions, and follow us on Facebook, on X, formerly known as Twitter, at The Brothers Talk, The Brothers Talk on Instagram, and you can email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. And stay tuned for details about our YouTube channel, our upcoming book, and tour dates. And now on with this week's program. Welcome, welcome, welcome in again to everyone in The Brothers Talk family all over the world, wherever you're listening in, and also to all first-time listeners as you join the worldwide podcast household. You have a standing invitation to join us in the ongoing battle to promote critical thinking and social justice activism. And don't forget to spread the word about the show as we enlist and encourage others in the fight against the ongoing efforts to keep the masses dumbed down and indifferent to the idea of thinking for themselves. Again, here's your weekly coronavirus awareness alert, because we care. Family, you know we're diligent in our pursuits to keep this dangerous killer organism from sliding totally under the radar, but it's getting more difficult as it appears fewer and fewer news and media outlets are continuing to cover it. However, we'll keep up our efforts because we know the real hazard of getting too lax, which is that we'll be vulnerable to another surge in hospitalizations and deaths. This week, we uncovered a story that CDC researchers have proved that there's no link between COVID vaccines and cardiac events like heart attacks in young people. The misinformation continues, so families, stay smart and stick to what we know works. Get vaccinated and get those boosters, wear masks in crowded situations, wash your hands, and if you have children and you do get sick, stay home until the contagious period passes. 5 days for COVID, 4 days for the flu, and 8 days for RSV from when you notice you first have symptoms. Let's not end up unnecessarily in the hospital or worse from these preventable diseases. We can and we must do better. Now to my brothers in the struggle for critical thinking, Scott and Noam.
Thanks, Rod, and thanks, family, for your continued support. And on the coronavirus front, I saw an article this week where there are like 3,700 people a week are still going to the hospital. So people are still dying. But in my neck of the woods and some other places, people aren't masked up. I continue to mask up. I even found myself being a little lax. I went to a restaurant the other night and walked in there, have a mask in my pocket, and no one in there had a mask on. And the peer pressure must have gotten to me because I put it on, then I took it off. But that won't happen again. So take care of yourself, your family, and your loved ones. Go get vaccinated and wear your mask. Norm?
Thanks, Scott. And I'm going to continue the discussion regarding this COVID issue. And unfortunately, even today, after all the death and all the hospitalizations and all the sickness that we've experienced because of this disease, we still have people belittling the science and the medicine that has saved so many lives. I'm still reading about people talking about people dying from taking the vaccine. This is ridiculous. We're still suffering from really stupid misinformation. And at some point, we have to start dealing with that directly. Rod.
So here we go. We're going to now propose to you our theory of what we're seeing on the worldwide stage. And we're going to just basically call it the whack-a-mole process, because it seems that there are just so many different issues out there that it's hard for almost anybody to keep up with them all. And we believe that's by design, because whether we're talking about situations involving the 45th occupant at White House, and there are many issues surrounding him. And that's where it first sort of dawned on us that this may be something that is by design, because he has so many things going on. It's almost impossible for any single entity to prosecute him on all of them. But then think about a number of the other issues out there as well. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to start just letting you see the scope of how many different kinds of issues that are being ignored to some degree, because it's almost impossible to keep up.
But, you know, to me, this has always been just a vast conspiracy. And, you know, I couldn't quite get my mind around it. And still can't, you know, we talked about some things off air. And when you start connecting the dots, my concern here is that this is more widespread than we realize. And that there are some people, powerful people with some deep pockets who are supporting 45. Because you got to ask yourself, how is it that this guy, who they say, well, he really doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the liquid assets, he got the dumbest lawyers, the most uninformed lawyers working for him, but yet and still, he seemed to be beating the snot out of some of our finest prosecutors. And I just seem to, I just feel that what's happening here is you have a group of people who have been in charge of this country since the founding fathers, and they see the change in landscape, and they're going to do whatever they can possibly do to stay in power and in control, even though they are pretty much the ones who are running the country in the ground.
Okay, that's one. Come on, Norm.
The beauty of this is that you can get people to vote against their best interests by simply putting out these kind of wedge issues. They realize that. And as Scott, as you just mentioned, these people are going to stay in power and continue to stay in power because the issues that really matter to everyday Americans, we're not even discussing. We're not even talking about. We're talking about things that really only matter to a handful of people. You know, and living and dying in this country, which is what most people do, you know, we're ignoring the day-to-day lives of American citizens because of it.
So another issue that's out there is that since the Shelby v. Holder Supreme Court case that effectively gutted the Civil Rights Act in 2016, we have not been able to galvanize our fight around the fact that there have been hundreds of new voter suppression laws that are designed to keep Black and brown and lower socioeconomic people from having the right to vote.
There are so many. At the beginning of your introduction, you talked about the whack-a-mole. And if you take a look at what all is going on here, the number of trials that 45 is involved in, the judicial system is like tied up with so many of his cases. Then you take a look at what they're doing in Congress. But the main problem here is, the main problem to me is these ultra rich billionaires who are the ones who are behind the scene. Those people need to be exposed. Why are they supporting a guy who tried to overthrow the government and who's trying to destroy democracy?
Yeah, on the same issue, and I definitely agree with you there, Scott, it's that dark money that Congress and the Supreme Court have allowed into the political process. We really need to get rid of that dark money, get rid of these PACs, and literally go back to an era where each candidate was allowed a certain amount of money, and that was it. You know, this is for the public good, and what it's turned into is a corporate race to the wealthiest, basically.
And look at what's going on with the Supreme Court by correlation, that we've got judges there on the Supreme Court that have literally been bought and paid for to effectively gut rights of individuals while protecting the rights of the ultra rich.
That the Supreme Court, it's disgusting what's happened there. You know, they're rotten. I saw an article where someone wrote, how is it that the Supreme Court could take up the case where Colorado wanted to leave 45 off the ballot? They took that up right away, but for this particular case, a cut and dry, they stalled, and now they've stalled again in terms of immunity, where he have total immunity. They've stalled again. So that looks like what they're trying to do is they're trying to push it into a season where, oh, well, you can't prosecute him now. You can't put him on trial because it's election season. And, you know, to me, again, they've been co-opted by the super rich. And they've been bought and paid for, like you said, Rob.
And then let's look at the Supreme Court one more time for how they gutted the Roe v. Wade law, actually overturned it. So that now you've got over half the states that have criminalized a woman's right to choose.
Well, this just goes back to rolling back, you know, all of our rights. You know, basically, it's right along there with voting rights. And what they call this is actually the first, because basically, you're rolling back women's reproductive rights. You're rolling back the rights of minorities to vote in this country. You're rolling back everything back to pre-civil rights movement.
I'm glad y'all brought up Roe v. Wade and what you just said, Norm. I totally agree. Everybody talks about the right to have an abortion, but what women are really fighting for, they're fighting for their rights, my rights as a human being to make decisions about my body, not whether I agree with it or not. It's not my place or anybody else's place to tell them what to do, what they can and can't do with their bodies when it's not impacting me. So it's to me, it's a choice, and it's about my rights, their rights.
And then we have to look at what's going on with diversity, equity, inclusion, access, and belonging, which is still being called DEI, which is now being basically made a pejorative or bad word when it comes to the right and the ultra right, is that they're throwing it out there as though it's something that should be considered detrimental to the country, when everybody knows that a short read of the history says that the country itself has been founded on diversity and the principle of diversity of people who have been allowed to contribute, and that the country is greater because of diversity. But again, whether it's that ultra-rich money group that you're talking about, Scott, which is predominantly white, or it's just the group of white supremacists who are doing their bidding. But at the end of the day, they're trying to roll back the clock to try to make it appear as though white is right and for blacks and everybody else, get back.
Well, again, you know, as Scott mentioned before, you know, you have a group in this country that realizes they're going to be the minority. And literally, they want to go back to a point in history where they controlled every, you know, unfortunately, the people who have controlled this country and have run this country realize that, you know, the whites are basically going to be the minority. And that's really frightening to a segment of the population of this country. And what they're doing is they're basically rolling things back to a period of time when they controlled every facet of the country and really limited the rights of all others. And that's kind of what we're seeing on one side. Then the other side, you see, you have the puppet masters controlling them because they're sitting on top, just continuing to build wealth. You know, the wealthy in this country are getting richer, and the middle class and the poor people are actually getting poorer. So the country is going in a total opposite direction. And sooner or later, it's going to come to a halt.
We talked about the rich. I think this is a wider, broader conspiracy than we think. I saw an interview a few weeks ago about what's going on in Haiti, and one of the gang leaders who has basically captured a part of Port-au-Prince, and he's saying that, And it's like normal there. You know, people got food, safety, and everything. And they asked him why he was doing it. And he said, because the gap between the rich and the poor has gotten so wide that it's just unsustainable. And that's what I see happening, like what you just got to be talking about, Norm. The gap has gotten so wide, and it keeps getting wider, that it's going to be unsustainable. And one of the things that's going to be a result of that is an uptick in crime. When you have all of these people, you got to ask yourself, I know Biden has some limits on what he can do, but at least you can say something about what's happening on the border, about this. These are our intentions, or just keep hammering home that for some reason, the Republicans, they say the border is a problem, but they don't want to solve the problem because we had a bill in place to do it. I just think that it's a wider problem because all of a sudden you see the heads of all of these authoritarian nations. They're raising their heads. They're trying to control everybody's lives, all these people in their country's lives. And that's appear to be where we're heading.
And then we have to look on the other side of the Atlantic and see what's going on with Israel and what's going on with Gaza and the Palestinian conflict over there. So we see that monies are being allocated for us to effectively bankroll two wars, whether we're talking about Ukraine and Russia or Israel and Hamas, and yet the concentration takes away from our discussion about why aren't we repairing our infrastructure here? Why aren't we able to have meaningful conversations about reparations? Why aren't we able to look at the wealth gap between the fact that, as they said, you've got some four families in this country who have more wealth than 100 million people. And those kind of conversations are not being had because, one more time, it's this whack-a-mole process that there are just so many things to try to cover that it's almost impossible for anybody who doesn't spend their entire day looking at them to know what to focus their energies on.
Well, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Rod. All of these distractions are distractions, and we're just scratching the surface of it. I mean, just take a look at what's happening with the so-called Christian right, Christian nationalists, where you're supposed to have a situation where there's a separation between church and state, and they're embracing politics. They're openly supporting 45, and that's another distraction. That's something that, you know, people are questioning. Why would this guy's been married 3 times? He's been accused of either raping or sexual harassing 25 to 23 women. You know, he's had multiple bankruptcies. You know, you've been in 9-1 count indictment. You got 4 cases going on concurrently. And you got this sham social media company that's just hemorrhaging money, been hemorrhaging money, but it's still, for some reason, they valued it at something like $8 billion+ when you was losing something like $58 million last year. So why is all of that? I think all of that's tied together, conspiracy.
And I think if you put all of these things together, and as we discussed many times, the dumbing down of this country, you know, it's a perfect storm for that 1%.
And in the background, we still haven't even discussed the banning of books in so many ultra-right rule states that are doing their best to keep CRT or simply just actual factual history from being known. We haven't had a chance to really go over and talk about the environmental issues that are out there, where we still have environmental racism that is impacting our neighborhoods, or how redlining continues to deny us wealth. So there's just, again, too many issues that are too coincidental to actually be that. We believe it is a designed process, and that's our theory. So prove us wrong. So in our Black Business Spotlight, meet Drs. Christopher and Davina Allen, a trailblazing African-American husband and wife duo who are making history in Saginaw, Michigan. These two accomplished doctors are not only bringing their individual medical practices under one roof, but are also breaking barriers as they unite their expertise. Dr. Christopher is the proud owner of Quality Sleep and Neurology, and his wife, Dr. Davina, is the visionary owner of Wise Weight Management, and they're set to redefine healthcare dynamics in the city of Saginaw. Their decision to establish a joint practice transcends the traditional medical landscape, showcasing the strength and unity and shared goals within the realm of marriage and professional collaboration. Together, they are dedicated to making a lasting impact on healthcare and inspiring the next generation of diverse medical professionals. To learn more about Dr. Davina's company, visit wiseweightmd.com or follow her brand on Instagram at wiseweightmanagement. To learn more about Dr. Chris' company, follow his brand on Instagram at SleepDrChris. That's SleepDrChris. Remember, our ongoing Black Business Spotlight theme continues to be, let's relaunch Black Wall Street nationwide. Thank you all for not letting Pearl Moore, the real all-time women's college basketball scoring leader, and the many other truly great women's players like Cheryl Miller, Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper, and other Black women who are all multiple Naismith Award winners as players who won not just one, but multiple national championships while they are seemingly being pushed into the backdrop. Let's not let it happen. So that's a wrap for this week's show. And remember to follow and share your thoughts with us by sending your comments as well as your questions and show ideas to at The Brothers Talk on X, formerly Twitter, and catch us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. As always, God willing, we'll continue to keep our focus on the issues that impact our community as we stay on the path to a better future. And until our next episode, know that we sincerely appreciate your time and your interest, and you can rest assured that we'll never take it or you for granted. Finally, let's all do better today, because that's all we really have.